John, welcome back. You just got back from Cuba.
Yeah, I did. I went there for about 4 days with a group from my church. We went to Havana and Santa Clara, which is a smaller city in the center of the island. You know, there are two things that really surprised me. First, the country is wide open for American tourists right now. And second, you know, once you get out of sight of Havana and a couple of the other large cities, the country is, by Western standards, really crippled by poverty.
Okay, so you say wide open, but there are still these certain criteria you have to meet to travel to Cuba, right?
Yeah, that's still the official line. The reasons for an American's visit still have to match one of these dozen categories that they have. But the reality on the ground is very different. For instance, we got a visa based on our religious activities, but at Fort Lauderdale Airport, an official from JetBlue started raising technical issues with our visa, then offered to sell us a tourist visa on the spot for $50. We stayed with the visa we had, but the point is the airlines are selling tourist visas to Americans at the airport gate for $50. That's how open it is right now. Havana is just packed with tourists. The people in the tourist business, hotel, taxis, restaurants, most of them speak English or passable English, enough to get by. And the people are very friendly to Americans. We walked extensively through Havana, never felt unsafe the whole time.
So with this new openness with the U.S., what does this potentially mean for the Jacksonville business community?
It's interesting. Jacksonville has historic business ties to Cuba that predate that communist revolution in 1959 with shipping and trade and such. But it's interesting. There appears to be little interest among city business leaders in reestablishing those ties. Part of the reason I've heard is the feeling that Cuba is so poor, they have no money to pay for American goods. Another part of the reason, though, is also political. There continues to be a strong distaste, especially among Republican leaders, to engage with Cuba, which means engaging with the Cuban government. And that distaste carries over to a large segment of our business community, including the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce.
So do you see that changing?
I think it will over time. It's going to be interesting to see how long Jacksonville businesses continue to hold Cuba at arm's length. Certainly some very large bets are being made on the growth of Cuban trade and tourism. We saw a huge dilapidated shipping warehouse in Old Havana, right on the waterfront, being torn down, and the Cubans are building a huge new cruise terminal there. It seems like if there's any quick fix out there for Cuba, economically speaking, it seems like tourism's it.
That's WJCT business analyst and Cuban tourist, John Burr. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.